message, please.
All right, guys. Yesterday, the 216 was on full display on the New Heights podcast as LeBron James joined the Kelce brothers, talking about their days in Cleveland. And LeBron had a quote that some people took umbrage with, talking about the Cavs' success this season.
It's all good. Cleveland, by the way, the Cavs look amazing right now as well. They got another opportunity. Yeah, I hope they keep it going. They got an opportunity to do something special. So, you know, I'm glad I was able to put on first, set the trend, and hopefully we keep it going.
there's always something.
I mean, they're 21-17. He's still playing.
I'm glad I set the trend.
On a given night, he's still playing spectacularly well for his age.
Wait, hold on. I don't care. Shut up. Stop saying nice things about LeBron James.
I was about to throw shade to him.
Then go right on ahead. I apologize. Yeah.
I mean, I'm amazed that he's still able to do the stuff he's doing. This was such a poor attempt to try to get in on the bandwagon.
Did his agent tell the Kelce brothers, like, hey, ask him a question?
Yes.
No. You guys didn't listen to the podcast.
No,
it's very obvious. I listened to it twice yesterday. I listened to everything that Travis Kelce does. It was amazing.
Really?
And they talked about, Kelce talked about coming down. It was a lot about his, you know, career as in high school, LeBron's career. And Kelce talked about coming down to the parade and all that when the Cavs won the championship. And that was where it started. So it's not like he just brought it up and went, oh, by the way, guys, I know we've been talking about my NBA career, but also remember when I won that championship for the city of Cleveland, and I've started everything that they're doing currently. They were reminiscing. You guys are out of context.
Well, thanks for helping me with the context.
Now, what about, do we need to hear Kylie Kelce's podcast, Kylie Kelce?
I'll tell you about that off air.
Oh, I've seen some of the controversy.
Did he need to say that he got it started?
No, he didn't need to say that.
He didn't need to say
but
that.
LeBron knows that.
That's what they were talking
LeBron
about.
LeBron knows that he is normally the story of the league every year for a while.
Yeah,
but now
true.
It's about to fizzle out because the Lakers are not going anywhere. They're going to try to trade for Jimmy Butler, but I don't know why Miami would do that. What do they think they're going to get in return?
Great,
so he's going to fade for the rest of the year. He's going to fade away, and he's not going to be top of mind. There's only so many numbers. There's only so many accolades he can get, you know, and how many firsts or the highest ever in league history. There's only so many of those left for
him to
really
achieve.
How many
times can you say you're humbled? Because he's had to say it all the time because he keeps breaking all these records over the last couple of years. I'm humbled, I'm humbled, I mean, I'm humbled, I'm humbled.
There was a part that he talked about yesterday in the he did an interview with Bob Costas, he said he thinks it was, before he ever played a game. It was after he got drafted, before he ever played a game, and he was asked a question about how does it feel that if you don't end up as a Hall of Famer, you will be considered a failure. He was like, I'm already going to be a failure. I'm 18 years old. I've never even played an NBA game. If I don't make the Hall of Fame, I'm a failure. Like, that's the type of pressure that he had on himself. I mean, so he's been living in the spotlight. Well, in Cleveland, he's been living in the spotlight for 30 years now.
The show is fans of LeBron.
25 years.
Show is fans of LeBron. We've never denied that. It is just funny. Well, I got to start. Well, yeah, you got to start it by leaving, and then we had to start all over again with the worst team in the NBA.
And then he left again.
Well, yeah. I meant the
and
second time.
Were the worst team
well,
in the NBA
one of the worst again. Teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
By the way, 122 straight sellouts for the Cavs.
But you can still buy tickets.
That's a number.
They sell them
by the time they get there.
It is. What do you mean? What does that look for? If it's a sellout, I thought it was a sellout.
It sounded like you were questioning.
Yeah, I always thought a sellout meant you could not get tickets.
All right, well, when they tip off at 7 o'clock, that means all the tickets are sold. That's what the sellout means.
Yeah.
You want to bring Chris Kaiser back in here and ask him?
No, it's an amazing mark. I just think they kind of changed the definition over years of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Things like this.
How have they changed the definition?
That when there's a sellout, that means there's no way to buy tickets.
There's no tickets for sale.
There's no tickets left, but there are tickets.
There's always tickets for sale. It's the secondary market. Back in the day, you couldn't just get on the internet and go to StubHub and buy tickets. Now you can do that.
Right.
So before, people would stand in a line around a building. Man, you had to stand in line to buy tickets. Anyway, back to the LeBron thing. It's great. I don't want to be the guy who's always comparing it to LeBron, but LeBron compared it to himself, so I have to do it. Yes, the 2016 team, legends. He's a legend. We love him. I didn't make it. I don't know why Channing Frye took it the way I took it, yeah, this is a fun team. They're the most fun we've ever had. It's organic. Well, I guess we didn't mean anything. Yes, you meant something. You don't know me.
Yeah.
Yes, you meant something. I love the 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's easy.
No one's ever forgetting about you guys. You guys are fine.
That's easy,
legends, though.
They have heard, especially hosts in Cleveland, for four straight years, even including the Colin Sexton team, this is more fun than 2016 or than the LeBron years. Like, they've had to hear that, and they're like, get the hell out of here. What are you guys talking about?
In certain ways, it is more fun.
It seems like the fans have tried to force that time and time again. Now this is better. Today, Tuesday, this is better.
Regular seasons are more fun, Anthony.
We have done that topic.
The regular seasons have been more fun. You cannot say the regular seasons haven't been more fun.
I actually had a lot of fun during those times.
Because you were out and about gallivanting and doing God knows what with God knows who.
There's Kanye. There's
skiing.
Beyonce.
Just because you were on ski trips in downtown Cleveland every night doesn't mean anything. Okay? Just because you're married now and you have to sit down and try to watch the Cavs games.
I am having no fun during the regular season now.
That sucks to be you. I'm having a blast.
I have to come downstairs from putting the kids to bed. It's 8:30 and we're already up 20. That's not as much fun for me.
I guess you should have had kids earlier then.
But then I would have missed those days.
Oh, yeah, and they'd be using the kids against you as a ploy. Like I told you, the one woman would the one day.
I know.
Thank God you listened to me. Yeah, you were having more fun those days, but I think for the general fan who wasn't out gallivanting around doing God knows what in downtown, I think that the regular season game, they're not as impressive because no one's as impressive as LeBron, but they are more fun. And again, there's more. I feel that they are more accessible than they were then.
It's only tough because, yes, the end of these games, you're winning, dominating. Still, it's not LeBron. Nobody's doing anything that LeBron was doing.
The last 4 years have been fun.
It's not LeBron.
And Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie was pretty freaking special. Now, Darius.
We almost said something we were going to have to dump.
Darius is starting to do things that you're like, whoa, that's a Kyrie move. Like, that's.
Well, Donovan, yeah, you're right. Kyrie was great. Kyrie is a tremendous basketball player. Donovan's probably going to go down as the second greatest Cavalier.
Yeah.
Especially if they win a championship.
I think it's trending. I absolutely think it's trending in that direction. I think you were surprised when I conceded that over the phone.
I actually was. I thought we were going to have a fight on
this. Kyrie for always. He to me is one of the best viewing experiences for a basketball fan to just watch him play, not him talk, not him hypothesize about the earth. Watch him play.
Cavs play.
I've always loved
Oklahoma City tonight. Oh, and are you torn at all because they play Oklahoma City?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
They were in Seattle when I lived in Oklahoma.
Okay. That's right. I just want to make sure.
I moved in 2000, Ken.
That's a hell of a long time ago.
I grew up a Cavs fan because Mark Price grew up
that's right.
50 minutes away from me.
Kismet.
Could Evan score 40 tonight?
Yeah.
He's going to be guarded by 6'5 guys all night.
Then he should at least score 28.
Okay.
That's my goal for Evan.
There you go, Mitch. I think he's going for 35.
Podcast coming up 10:15, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. There are updates galore. And I want to know, guys, I think I want to get into tequila. I think I want to do it. You guys going to help me?
You bring some?
No, I've never been into like tequila.
I thought that's what we were doing.
If we were a real morning zoo, we'd go, da-da-da-da-da, tequila, da-da-da-da-da-da,
tequila, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da, tequila!